Through whom does the living water of the Holy Spirit flow? John chapter 7 verses 37 to 38. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Who can drink the living water of the Holy Spirit? Those who believe in the beautiful gospel fulfilled through the baptism of Jesus and his blood on the cross. The living water of the Holy Spirit is flowing in the hearts of those who believe in the beautiful gospel. In John chapter 7 verse 38, it says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Here, the phrase, "as the scripture has said," means that within those who believe in the beautiful gospel given by Jesus, there is the true salvation of the remission of sins. When does the indwelling of the Holy Spirit occur? The indwelling of the Holy Spirit is given when one hears and believes in the beautiful gospel that all the sins of the world were passed on to Jesus Christ through the baptism he received from John. It is then that one can also taste the living water of the Holy Spirit. The one who believes in the beautiful gospel has received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and these people experience the refreshing flow of the living water of the Spirit within their hearts, soaking their once parched souls whenever they speak or hear the Word of God. The living water of the Holy Spirit springs up in those who believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit by which the Lord came to this earth and saved all sinners. The Holy Spirit works within those who believe in the Word of God, as he is inseparably tied to the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Whoever wants to drink the living water of the Holy Spirit must believe in the beautiful gospel of the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood he shed on the cross. Only by being saved from all sin through faith in this gospel can they drink the living water of the Holy Spirit. This living water of the Spirit is at work in the hearts of those who believe in the Word of God. Those who believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit have the living water of the Spirit, and this water overflows like a river in them, refreshing their hearts. Even now, in the hearts of those who have received the remission of sins by believing in the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ's baptism and blood on the cross, the living water of the Holy Spirit is springing up like a fountain. However, the living water of the Holy Spirit does not flow at all to those who do not believe in the truth of this beautiful gospel. I, too, had no living water of the Holy Spirit within my heart before I understood and believed in the gospel of water and Spirit. At that time, I fervently believed in Jesus Christ, but because the Holy Spirit was not in my heart, I did not even know about the existence of the living water of the Holy Spirit. However, now, faith in the beautiful gospel of water and Spirit resides in my heart, and it has become living water that springs up and flows within me. Now, the living water of the Holy Spirit rises and flows from within my heart, refreshing me and flowing through me to those who hear and believe in God's Word. Just as the Lord said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." The living water of the Holy Spirit flows through those who believe in the beautiful gospel, refreshing and satisfying the hearts of others who believe. Since I came to believe in the gospel of water and Spirit, the Holy Spirit has quenched my heart with living water. This living water continues to flow from my heart alongside my faith in the gospel of water and Spirit, allowing others to drink it as well. God is making the living water of the Holy Spirit flow like a river within my heart. This is something only those who have experienced the indwelling of the Holy Spirit can understand. As Revelation says, it is known only to those who receive it. Both the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and his living water are secrets given only to those who know and believe in God's beautiful gospel of water and Spirit. Therefore, you must understand to whom the Holy Spirit indwells. The work of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit happens only to those who believe in Jesus' words. I used to believe only in the redeeming blood shed on the cross. I believed in the redemptive blood that Jesus shed on the cross for over 10 years, but my sins still remained. At that time, I believed that my sins were forgiven only by the blood of Jesus. However, through that belief, I was unable to receive the perfect remission of sins or the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. As time passed, it only added more confusion and emptiness. The only mark of my faith in Jesus was that I went to church. During that time, I often thought to myself, "Have I really received the Holy Spirit?" When I first believed in Jesus, I loved him, and my heart was burning. I even spoke in tongues. But why am I like this now? I came to realize that this emotional experience of burning passion was not the work of the Holy Spirit, and in fact, I had not yet received the Holy Spirit. Although I believed in Jesus, the Holy Spirit and the living water of the Spirit were not in my heart. Back then, my faith was based on Calvinist doctrine, so whether my heart was fervent or cold wasn't considered very important. However, what I truly needed to reflect on were these questions. 1. Is the Holy Spirit in me? He was not. 2. Is there sin in me? There was. Even though I believed in the blood of Jesus on the cross, there was clearly sin in my heart. I believed in Jesus, but I had sin, and I had to pray prayers of repentance every day to wash away my personal sins. However, all my sins were not washed white as snow. How can I receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? How can I wash away the sin that is in my heart? These two questions were unresolved for me even after I believed in Jesus. In fact, after believing in Jesus, I even spoke in tongues and believed that my sins were cleansed by faith in the precious blood of Jesus. But as time passed and the years went by, many personal sins began to pile up in my heart. Therefore, I ended up becoming a complete sinner. The sin in my heart was not washed away through continuous prayers of confession, repentance, or fasting prayers relying only on the precious blood of Jesus. I struggled for a long time because of my personal sins. And the more I struggled, the more diligently I preached Jesus to others. I also faithfully attended and served at church, and tried hard to live according to the Word of God. However, as the years passed, the personal sins in my heart and the sins recorded in my conscience became obstacles that no longer allowed me to maintain my faith. I was more tormented than before I believed in Jesus. And the more I struggled, the more I relied on the blood of Jesus and devoted myself to serve Him to the point of death. Yet the emptiness in my heart only deepened. Such a faith, without boldness, led me into emptiness and despair and made me a hypocritical Christian, putting on a show of faith for others. I began to think, is this all there is to believing in Jesus? Am I the only one like this? And with this, I came to acknowledge that something was wrong with my faith. Through the blood of Jesus and prayers of repentance, I could not wash away all my personal sins. Then, through what kind of faith could my personal sins be washed away? It was by believing that all my sins were passed on to Jesus when He was baptized by John at the Jordan River. Through that faith, I received the washing of all my personal sins. This word is found in Matthew chapter 3 verses 13 to 17. Then how is it that my personal sins could not be cleansed by the blood of Jesus? It was because I did not know or believe in the meaning of the baptism Jesus received from John, the beautiful gospel. So are you saying that all the sins of the world were washed away through the baptism Jesus received from John? Yes, that is right. The Bible testifies to this, saying, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." According to this word, Jesus came to this earth and received baptism from John, through which he took upon himself all the sins of the world. I initially had doubts about this word, so I examined the original texts and compared both the Old and New Testaments. As a result, I confirmed that it was true. When Jesus was baptized by John, the sins of the world were passed on to him, and at that time, my sins were also passed on to him. By believing in this word, I became a person without sin. The gospel of the water, baptism, and the Spirit was the true word written in the Scriptures, and it was the most beautiful gospel in the world. I once believed only in the redeeming blood shed by Jesus on the cross, but I came to understand why my sins were not cleansed through that belief alone. It was because I did not know the truth that Jesus received baptism from John at the Jordan River, and thus I could not transfer my personal sins to him. However, now I know. I have come to understand that Jesus came to this earth for me, and at the age of 30, he received baptism from John, taking upon himself the sins of the world and shedding his blood. I also came to believe that Jesus' shedding of blood on the cursed cross was because he had already taken upon himself all the sins of this world through his baptism by John. Now, by believing in the beautiful gospel given by Jesus, all my sins have been removed, and I have become righteous. It was not through the doctrines of worldly Christianity that all my sins were removed, but through the baptism Jesus received from John and his blood shed on the cross that my sins and all the sins of this world were cleansed. This truth is the beautiful gospel. By believing not only in Jesus' redeeming blood but also in his baptism and his blood as my salvation, I have been saved from all sin and made righteous. Furthermore, I have become a servant of God who can spread this beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit to all people. I thank God for this. Another thing I am grateful for is that after believing in the beautiful gospel, God's Holy Spirit came upon me. Now, within my heart resides not only the word of Jesus' baptism by John and his blood shed on the cross, but also the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for giving me this beautiful gospel and allowing me to preach it, the same beautiful gospel that the apostles believed long ago. Simply by believing in this beautiful gospel, God has given me his Holy Spirit. Now I can proclaim to everyone around the world, your sins cannot be cleansed solely by Jesus' redeeming blood. But I can also declare, if you believe in the beautiful gospel completed through Jesus' baptism by John and his blood shed on the cross, all your sins will be washed away as white as snow. Before God, I feel no shame in believing and spreading this beautiful gospel. Now I am able to share with people worldwide the beautiful gospel of being born again through water and the Spirit. I sincerely thank God for giving me this precious beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit and for quenching me with the living water of His Holy Spirit. According to clinical testing, the true gospel is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Have you truly received the remission of sins and the Holy Spirit? How can we discern the true gospel? To find this answer, I conducted a clinical test using the beautiful gospel on people who believe in Jesus. To one person, I preached only the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross, so that they would believe only in the blood of Jesus. I also preached the truth that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. To another person, I preached the beautiful gospel fulfilled by the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood he shed. As a result, the person who believed only in the blood of Jesus and said he had received the cleansing of sins also said that he would still need to continue receiving the remission of sins for the sins he commits tomorrow and in the future. However, the person who believed in the beautiful gospel fulfilled by the baptism Jesus received from John and his blood said, "Now I have become a person who is completely without sin through faith." This person understood and believed in the truth that Jesus, through his baptism by John, took responsibility for all his sins, past, present, and future, and was judged for them on the cross. Therefore, they said there was no sin in their heart. By believing in the beautiful gospel that Jesus washed away the sins of the world through his baptism by John, this person was able to receive the Holy Spirit from God. The reason that person could say, "There is no sin in my heart," is because he already believed in the beautiful gospel. The Holy Spirit came into his heart, and the Holy Spirit gave him the faith to be able to say, "There is no sin." God granted the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to all those who believe in the word of the baptism Jesus received from John and his blood on the cross. Does the Holy Spirit dwell in just anyone? The answer is this: the Holy Spirit is a gift that comes only to those who believe in the beautiful gospel fulfilled through the baptism Jesus received from John and his blood. People say that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit occurred on the day of Pentecost, and by focusing only on the few phenomena that appeared on that Pentecost day, they set aside the beautiful gospel and brought about many misunderstandings regarding receiving the Holy Spirit. People think that if they pray earnestly and seek, they can receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and so they believe and seek in that way. For many years, Christians around the world did not realize that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit comes through believing in the beautiful gospel of Jesus' baptism and his blood. However, now, since the servants of God who have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit are preaching this gospel with the help of the Holy Spirit, many people worldwide are encountering this beautiful gospel and learning how to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Just as God promised that in the last days he would pour out his Spirit on his male and female servants, he has caused those who believe in this beautiful gospel to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. However, if one tries to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit without knowing or believing in the beautiful gospel, they must understand that it is a mistaken love, an unrequited faith. There is no other way or method to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit apart from faith in the baptism Jesus received from John and the word of the blood he shed on the cross. Since the Lord said, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God," in order to enter heaven, the Holy Spirit must be indwelling. Therefore, to enter heaven, one must have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. How can one think they can receive the Holy Spirit or enter heaven without believing in the beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit? It must be understood that there is no other way to heaven except through believing in this beautiful gospel. You receive the Holy Spirit with the faith that believes in the gospel word of the baptism and blood Jesus received from John. When we believe in the beautiful gospel in our hearts, we receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. If you truly want to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, I tell you that you must first know and believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Then you too will experience and be able to testify that you have received the Holy Spirit as a gift. You also can receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit by believing in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit. God desires to give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit as well. As time goes by, I come to feel more and more that the beautiful gospel God has given me is so precious and beautiful, and I give thanks. Do you feel the same? Truly, those of us who have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit have come to realize that we are people who have received a great blessing from God. I am sharing with you how to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit through faith in the beautiful gospel. When people accept the beautiful gospel of being born again of water and the Spirit into their hearts, realize the truth, and come to possess the qualifications of faith, they receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in return. Jesus said in John chapter 7 verse 38, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." This means that when people believe in the beautiful gospel given by Jesus Christ and receive the removal of all the sins in their hearts, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit takes place in their hearts, and the living water of the Holy Spirit flows like a river within the hearts of those who believe. Those who believe in this beautiful gospel can experience the living water of the Holy Spirit flowing like a river. Before I was born again by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, I believed in Jesus Christ fervently, but the living water of the Holy Spirit was not flowing in my heart. However, after I encountered and believed in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit, as the scripture says, rivers of living water began to flow from within my heart. Even now, within my heart, along with the gospel of the water and the Spirit that the Lord has given me, the river of living water of the Holy Spirit continues to flow. From the river of the Holy Spirit, the living water of the Word overflows all year round. After receiving the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, I have entered into the blessed line of evangelists who preach the beautiful gospel. A testimony of the beautiful gospel I believed and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It was sometime before autumn had passed. That autumn was a season that made me reflect on the futility of life and think about death. That year, my life was wandering in confusion, emptiness, and darkness because of the sin in my heart, and I was walking a vain and meaningless path, not knowing where to go. Because of this, my body also became ill along with the emptiness in my heart. Because of my sin, I was looking toward death in despair, not knowing exactly what it was, and at the end of my life, I could only look to God in fear and seek the remission of my sins. Lord, before I die, I want to believe in you and receive the cleansing of my sins. And please heal the sickness in my body. I prayed and prayed again. At that time, from deep within my despairing heart, a new hope began to well up. My heart became fervent, burning like fire with a longing for God. At that moment, my heart was not filled with despair, but with a new hope that Jesus would give me, blazing like a flame. From then on, I began my life of faith, believing that only the blood Jesus shed on the cross could save me and wash away my sins. Not long after that, I experienced speaking in fluent tongues. From that time, as I thought of the precious blood Jesus shed on the cross, there was never a day when tears did not fill my eyes. It was because I was so grateful that Jesus shed his blood on the cross for me. After that, I put my former way of life in order and had to find a new job in order to keep the Holy Sabbath. At that time, my heart would burn with endless gratitude for Jesus being nailed to the cross and shedding his blood for my sins, and my heart would be filled with love for Jesus. My soul began to grow in religious devotion, based on the word of the blood Jesus shed on the cross. However, as time went on, my faith did not bring me joy but instead became increasingly burdened with the pain of my personal sins due to my weakness. This was because all my personal sins were not completely washed away by the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. At that time, I tried very hard to wash away my personal sins through prayers of repentance. But through the prayers of repentance I offered daily, pleading for forgiveness before God with all my earnestness, my personal sins were not fully cleansed. Because of my weakness, I could not keep the law of God perfectly, and my personal sins only increased day by day. Though my sins were not completely washed away through my prayers of repentance, I had no other way to cleanse my personal sins, so I continued to offer prayers of repentance. Whenever I committed personal sins, I believed I could wash them away by thinking of the blood Jesus shed on the cross and praying prayers of repentance. However, the more I lived a life of faith, the more my heart became burdened with personal sins due to my weakness, and the more pain I suffered because of those sins. Before I knew it, after many years of faith, I had become a Pharisee, practicing outward religion, and had become a preacher regardless of the weight of my sins. Whenever I was troubled by my personal sins, I would devote myself even more zealously to evangelism, believing that only this path could wash away my personal sins. However, no faith, no doctrine, and no sacrificial effort could cleanse my personal sins. At one point, I even came to be seized by Satan because of the sins in me. I fell into condemnation due to my personal sins, and I even had thoughts of wanting to die because of them. Into such a heart, Satan began to whisper, "You sinned, didn't you? You sinned," he kept saying, continuously condemning and tormenting me. My faith was on the verge of collapse. I came to a place of despair, realizing that neither faith in the blood of Jesus nor prayers of repentance could wash away my personal sins. At that time, I was studying Calvinist theology and began to wonder why Jesus had been baptized. So I asked people who taught the word of the Bible. Their answers were common ones such as, "Jesus was baptized out of humility," or, "It was a proclamation ceremony declaring him to be the Son of God." But those answers were not the correct ones. The baptism that made me realize the beautiful gospel. Afterward, my life of faith, believing only in the blood of the cross, did not remove my sins, but rather caused me to suffer under the weight of even more sin. Then one day, I came to understand why Jesus was baptized by John and why he said that through baptism he would fulfill all righteousness. The answer was the beautiful gospel that all my sins were passed on to Jesus through the baptism he received from John the Baptist at the Jordan River. God made me realize this truth through his written word. After confirming the word of God that records the truth of this beautiful gospel, I came to realize that all my sins were passed on to Jesus when he was baptized, and that when Jesus shed his blood on the cross bearing the sins of the world, all my sins were completely judged. At that moment, I truly came to know that the Holy Spirit had come into my heart. After realizing and believing in this beautiful gospel, all the sins that had filled my heart completely disappeared. The many sins that once brought despair and frustration to my life of faith were now entirely removed by the power of this beautiful gospel. Before I understood this beautiful gospel, no matter how much I sacrificed or prayed prayers of repentance day by day to cleanse the sins in my heart, they would never go away. But now, through the power of the word of this beautiful gospel, those many sins have been completely ended. I truly give thanks to Jesus. I testify that all the sins of humanity are not washed away by the precious blood Jesus shed on the cross alone, but are cleansed by the power of the beautiful gospel accomplished through the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood of the cross. Now, all people will come to know and believe that, through the beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit, all their sins have become as white as snow. Since I realized the beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit and my sins were completely washed away, the Holy Spirit has dwelled deep within my heart, and the word of this testimony was sufficient to drive out the sins from my thoughts and the tablets of my heart. As a result of believing in the beautiful gospel, I have received the Holy Spirit like a dove in my heart. I received the Holy Spirit. And from that moment on, the Holy Spirit who came into my heart began to strongly lead me from within, causing me to do the work of the Holy Spirit, that is, to spread the beautiful gospel. Now, there is no sin in my heart. This is because the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood of the cross became the evidence of my sin being removed, and regardless of my weakness, they ruled over my thoughts and the tablets of my heart, allowing the Holy Spirit to dwell in me abundantly. Hallelujah! I praise my Lord. From the day I realized the gospel of water and the Holy Spirit, like a dove, has quietly dwelled in my heart. Sometimes, the Holy Spirit works in my heart like a dove, and at other times, like a blazing furnace. Now, if you also realize and believe in the beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit, which is the written word of God, you too can receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Will you not also believe with me in the beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit, and praise the Lord? And will you not join me as a co-worker in spreading the beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit to the whole world? The beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit, given by God, will make you sinless and allow you to fully receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, leading from faith to faith. Therefore, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit can be received through the beautiful gospel that believes in the word of water and the Spirit. The works that the beautiful Holy Spirit has done in me. After receiving the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, I once served in a small pioneering church, obeying the desires of the Holy Spirit to spread the beautiful gospel. The Holy Spirit enabled me to powerfully proclaim the beautiful gospel through His power. There was an occasion like this. In the city where I lived, there was a tailor shop owner who dealt with foreign buyers. He was a believer in Jesus and held the position of deacon. One day, he visited a hotel for business, and there he saw a flyer we had posted and contacted me, saying he wanted to meet. This deacon had lived for a long time weighed down by his sins. While meeting with him and sharing fellowship for 5 hours about the beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit, he came to realize and understand the truth of the removal of sin and was born again. At that time, the deacon also received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. There was another time when the Holy Spirit worked as I was looking for a church building. At that time, my circumstances left me with far too little money to secure a church building. But then, the Holy Spirit who dwelled in my heart spoke to me, saying, "Be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous." With the help of the Holy Spirit, who is God, I was able to obtain a church building and begin ministry. Since then, the Holy Spirit has continued to lead me to preach and serve the beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit. The Holy Spirit, who dwells in my heart, is still with me, enabling me to share the beautiful gospel with others, and I see the Holy Spirit come upon those who hear and believe this beautiful gospel. I am grateful to the Holy Spirit for giving me the power to proclaim this beautiful gospel. If I were to write down all the works the Holy Spirit has done for me, even if I spent my whole life writing, it would not be enough. In this way, the Holy Spirit gives me rivers of living water in my heart and keeps me alive. I give thanks to the Holy Spirit who dwells in my heart. The Holy Spirit enabled me to establish God's church that walks with the Holy Spirit through the gospel of water and the Spirit. At one time, I went out into the wilderness to preach the beautiful gospel. At that time, God led me to a small city where there was no beautiful gospel and, by the Holy Spirit, allowed me to meet a small gathering of people seeking God. God had me preach to them the beautiful gospel that enables people to receive the Holy Spirit. As a result, they too heard and believed this beautiful gospel and received the Holy Spirit as a gift. The Holy Spirit made them my co-workers, and together with them, I began to spread this beautiful gospel to the whole world. At that time, they were a small group not affiliated with any denomination in this world. They wanted to live according to God's word, but because of their sins, they were suffering and crying out to God. The Holy Spirit led me to meet such a group and to preach the beautiful gospel to them. I came to realize that the Holy Spirit had prepared them and had also prepared me. God had me preach to them the beautiful gospel of water and the Spirit, connected to the sacrificial laws of Leviticus, and through this beautiful gospel, they encountered the Holy Spirit. In this way, God birthed a church of the Holy Spirit with those who believe in the beautiful gospel. The Holy Spirit raised disciples of Jesus through the beautiful gospel. Now, within God's church, there began to arise sheep who received the Holy Spirit daily through the beautiful gospel. The Holy Spirit led me to start a mission school and raise up disciples. He had me teach the written word of God to people and taught them to obey in faith, so that they too could be raised as workers of God and serve Him. The Holy Spirit brought about the work of the beautiful gospel wherever these born-again disciples went, and God used them to plant His churches in many places. Moreover, the Holy Spirit had the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit be preached through the servants He Himself established. Through the word of this beautiful gospel, the Holy Spirit brought those who received the remission of sins into unity with the church, and He blessed them to live righteous lives and to live on this earth as true Christians. The Holy Spirit led us to do overseas mission work through literature. Just as the Apostle Paul recorded and left the gospel in written form, the Holy Spirit who dwells in my heart also desired that we preach and leave behind the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit through written materials. So we created booklets containing the beautiful gospel that enables people to receive the Holy Spirit. At first, we began with a small booklet of only a few pages, but before long, these booklets containing the beautiful gospel were being spread throughout the entire world. The Holy Spirit who dwells in me caused people to see these publications, believe in them, receive the remission of sins, and one by one come into the church. Now, the Holy Spirit has also led us to preach the beautiful gospel in various languages across the world. The Holy Spirit enabled us to spread the beautiful gospel to over 250 countries around the world, including the United States. He moved the church to pray, and the beautiful gospel was translated and spread in many languages so that people in those nations could hear and believe in this beautiful gospel and receive the same Holy Spirit as we have. The Holy Spirit worked together with our co-workers in those places as well, uniting us with the disciples who arose there, and He empowered us to preach the beautiful gospel boldly. I give thanks to my Holy Spirit. Furthermore, the Holy Spirit stirred our hearts with a desire to preach the gospel to Russia. He led us to pray and caused us to meet Russian evangelists who were seeking God, so that we could preach the beautiful gospel to them. At that time, the Russian evangelists also heard the beautiful gospel. And they too, just like us, came to hear and believe in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit and received the Holy Spirit. One of the evangelists among them was a professor at a university in Russia. After hearing and believing in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit, he gave this testimony. I have believed in God for 6 years, but there were many things I believed without truly understanding the Word. However, now that I have heard and believed in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit, my heart is very peaceful. I truly thank God. Until now, I thought I was living a life of faith with the right belief. My faith life until now relied solely on the blood Jesus shed on the cross for our sins. But I did not know that Jesus received baptism and took upon himself all my sins. Then, I met born-again pastors and heard the new and great, important, beautiful gospel that God has given us. Through it, I came to understand what a sinner is, what the beautiful gospel is, and what it means to be righteous. I came to realize that the beautiful gospel is that when Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist, when John laid his hands on him at the Jordan River, all my sins were passed on to him. I came to understand that believing in Jesus did not just remove my original sin, but through the baptism Jesus received from John, he took away all my daily sins and even all the sins I will commit until the day I die on this earth. This is the beautiful gospel. I received great happiness in being born again by hearing and believing this gospel of truth. Not only this evangelist, but many Russians are hearing and believing in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit and receiving the Holy Spirit. Now, the Church of the Holy Spirit has been established even there, and through them, the work of the Holy Spirit is increasing the number of those who believe in the beautiful gospel. All of this is the work of the Triune God, and I especially give thanks to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who dwells in my heart is spreading the beautiful gospel throughout the world through those who have been born again by believing in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Holy Spirit has enabled the books containing the beautiful gospel we preach to be translated not only into English but into the languages of many countries around the world. The Holy Spirit has made this beautiful gospel be testified to all people of the world, including those in Asia and Europe. I give thanks to my Holy Spirit. You too can receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. God desires for the Holy Spirit to dwell in you as well. However, many people today are desperately calling on God and praying earnestly, trying to receive the Holy Spirit that way. But trying to receive the Holy Spirit while excluding the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit given by Jesus is a very wrong faith. It is a lie to say one can receive the Holy Spirit apart from the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit that Jesus fulfilled. Did the disciples of Jesus receive the Holy Spirit without believing in the beautiful gospel Jesus gave them? You must know that the Holy Spirit dwells in the hearts of those who believe in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit today, and that the living water of the Holy Spirit is flowing within them. Even now, in my heart, the living water of the Holy Spirit is flowing together with the beautiful gospel. Hallelujah! I give thanks to the Lord.